Ntata in the Eastern Cape was at standstill on Wednesday as thousands of people marched to the police station to demand justice for Namhla Mthwa. Mthwa was shot dead in her car when she arrived at her home in Sithwathwa in April. Her murder caused a public uproar after her sister Sanga Nozintathu Mthwa took to social media alleging she had been in an abusive relationship with her partner of 7 years, Major Mfesane Bhekizulu, and shared photos showing the violence she allegedly endured during the relationship. Banoyolo Goli, Namhla's cousin, said Namhla was the first graduate in her immediate family.
Namhla was a very loving and polite lady. She wouldn't hurt a fly. She was very focused. She did not grow up in an easy environment, but despite that, she made sure that she was able to make something out of her life. Her mother, for example, did not get the opportunity to get educated, but Namhla made sure that she is going to educate herself and get a diploma to be successful and to just make her mom and siblings proud. She's the first graduate. She's also the first one to get a car. She's one of those who was always pushing through.
Goli mentioned that Namhla was killed as she tried to leave the relationship. She described the relationship Namhla had with her alleged abuser.
This relationship started at a very young age when Namhla was still completing her high school years. She met this guy, and she met Namhla in a vulnerable state of her life. You know, her trying to, you know, a black child, it's difficult to sometimes to even get yourself to varsity. And we believe that at that point in time, Major was that kind of boyfriend who was a support system to Usengwa. He supported her. He played a role in her achieving some of the things she achieved, because we've always seen him there in the life. It's also always been a toxic relationship, because then it became a situation of maybe a guy who's going to say, I did this for you. Then in return, you need to do this. So she couldn't now, I think, leave the guy, because maybe the guy felt that he's done this. Now you can't just leave me, you know, into this, which I think maybe it's a trap that sometimes the black child gets into. So this guy started feeling like, I control you, so you're going to have to listen to what I am saying. It got to a point that our aunts did speak to him and say, how much does this child owe you so that we can pay you out this child, so that you just leave her alone, because now you are married. And this situation, like the situation of him being married and Namhla also being involved with this guy, was not a nice situation. But it's a situation that was spoken about, and Major, I think, did not want to remove himself, or I don't know whether it became now an obsession. And unfortunately, when their relationship was going on, we did not know what is happening when they are together. Never mind the beatings. I think a lot happened there, and a lot maybe that we still don't know. But thankfully that there was Usanga, that Usengwa could confide in. The relationship became strenuous in a way that it almost felt like this guy was almost like poisoning Namhla against her family. Then I think when the beatings became unbearable and she also could not hide, then that is where you could see. Because for some reason, Namhla protected this guy also a lot. I think she feared for her life. She wanted to leave, but I think the guy would just convince him all the time. She was really desperate. She really wanted to. And in fact, at the time of her death, she was dating someone else. And there was also a speculation around that. Of course, he was probably not happy about it, that she has now found happiness. When she eventually decided to move home, it was when this guy beat her. And then she was like, I'm going to die in this flat. I'd rather move home. So then she moved home. But this guy was like, I'll follow you most wherever you are. And the sad situation that maybe escalated this, for this guy to behave like this, was there was nobody, even it's Dwada, who was going to reprimand him because of his powers, you know. Namhla's dad passed on a long time ago. The uncles passed on a long time ago.
Goli said police only started investigating after the matter was reported on social media. She said car hire company Avis said her boyfriend reported an attempted hijacking of the car to the company. The family said a man claiming to be from Tata police arrived to fetch the car to be impounded. at the police station. Police Minister Bheki Cele and National Police Commissioner Sehlahle Masemola were in Mthatha on Thursday. Cele spoke about the night Namhla was killed.
It was a Thursday night at about just after 7 o'clock in the evening. We got a call from my aunt who was there, who witnessed it. How she relayed the story to us was she was still very hysterical at that moment. She said that Namhla has just arrived from home and she heard Baiman, she's not coming inside. And then she heard gunshots and she went outside. When she went outside, she saw somebody shooting. She screamed and the guy just walked out. He just walked away. And then she went to check and discovered that Namhla has been shot. And then I think the neighbors came out to assist. And then she started calling all of us. And then she was telling us that the car is still idling, the driveway. It swerved because the driveway is actually a kind of like steep one. And then it swerved. And then she even mentioned that the car's engine is still running. And then she said she's waiting for police because at that moment we couldn't confirm whether has passed on or not. Also, and then it was confirmed to us, I think right after 8 o'clock, that indeed she passed on. And I think it's the neighbors who confirmed this, but subsequent to that, the ambulance and the guys, police came and declared her dead on the scene inside the car. Apparently, her arm or her leg was up, like, I don't know, she was trying to escape. How we are told, my aunt relays, is that she tried to fight.
In February, Cele released crime statistics for the third quarter of 2021-2022 from October to December. They showed that 902 women were murdered in just 3 months. For Times Live Podcast, I am Bulelani Nonyokela.